I cannot share a story about Dr. King in that respect. However, I am very pleased that my neighbor, Reverend Valentino Lasseter, was very much a student. And he kept us informed about the life of Dr. King, and I'm very grateful to him. As many of you probably know that he passed on. He was a wonderful person. Pastor of Eastview, taught at John Carroll, loved everybody. And we were just very fortunate. I'm also very fortunate to have gotten this invitation, even though it was kind of late and I would have said no, because Sam and I are leaving tomorrow for Chicago for a graduation. However, it was difficult to say no to our dear friend, Dr. Hutchinson. We said yes. I said yes.
Thank you for
saying
yes.
I'm going to approach this a little bit differently. I'm going to talk about our coming to Shaker. I thought about the fact that my grandfather in Birmingham, Alabama, chose to bring us as children to Cleveland many years ago because he felt like we weren't getting an adequate education. And he was right. We weren't exposed to open libraries, and there were just so many. The theaters were segregated, the stores were segregated, and he just could not stand it. And he came to Cleveland first and worked for a while, and then he sent for what he called his chaps. And we came to Cleveland, and really, when I came to Cleveland, I was in the 10th grade at Glenville. And my sister was in the 11th grade. I worked hard and then went on to Ohio State and chose to go into teaching. And the rest is pleasant as far as I'm concerned. But for the same reason, my husband and I decided to come to Shaker because we wanted to have a better education for our children. And so in 1965, Sam was in the second grade. That's Sam sitting right there. We came to Shaker. We wanted to move here because we had heard so many good things about the school system. Busing to other Shaker schools was a part of the voluntary integration program that we were a part of. I have to use my notes because I want to make sure I include everything. While some teachers supported the schools, the children as an integrated atmosphere, my children felt as they got older that in some instances there was a part of segregation in the Shaker schools at that time. It was kind of new. It was new to the schools, to the teachers. So when they shared this information to my husband and me, I didn't feel bad, because when something is thrown up on you, all of a sudden, you have to get used to it as well. No harm was done, really. And of course, I feel like when you have children, there's so much that you have to do yourselves, and you instill in them the reason for getting a good education. So many things that are around about them, they sort of have to ignore and go on and keep their eyes on the prize and do what they should do. And that's what I think our children did. Our son was promoted to Woodbury from Moreland, and our girls went to Malvern. They were bused to the program at Malvern Elementary School. Sam went on to Woodbury. And my husband and I realized the importance of keeping in touch of whatever was going on. So there was a meeting that occurred, especially in the evening, that we weren't in attendance. Many times both of us were there, but if we weren't there as a team, one of us was there. At Heights Christian Church, they had a nursery school, and our youngest daughter was a part of that at times, and we had to make an appearance. So sometimes I kind of have to take off in order to be a part of that nursery school. I became a Brownie, a leader at Moreland, and when we went to Malvern, I was also a Brownie leader and a Girl Scout leader. Our daughter Paula was more interested in scouting than Emily was, and she was the only black Girl Scout at Malvern, and then when she went on to the junior high school and the high school, she graduated from the Brownie program and the Girl Scout program, and she was very thrilled with experiences that she had. Nella Davis, the late Nella Davis, was her teacher, and she certainly encouraged her a lot. So I felt that the fact that we encourage our children was the fact that they consistently love school. So many negative things that we were told were happening, they weren't even aware of it, because they knew what they were there for a purpose. One special teacher who my children remembered was an English teacher. His name was Mr. Vargo, now deceased. And Paula said that Mr. Vargo was the best teacher that she ever had. And I asked her why. And she said, Mr. Vargo paid attention to each student, supported them in their growth, and wanted them to learn English and literature. How did the schools nurture talents that led to their careers, the careers of our children? Although, as I said before, sometimes the Shaker students, they experienced challenges due to their race, they continued to persevere. While at Shaker, they were exceptional students most of the time. Emily, as the gentleman pointed out, was one of the founders of the SCORE program under Marsha Jaffe. She remembers her amazing teachers at Shaker. She competed nationally on the speech and debate team. She was not as interested in Girl Scouts as Paula was, so she only went through the sixth grade. But she enjoyed her integrated experience. Paula was involved in basketball, school orchestra, scouting, and she also remembers, she says, her fantastic teachers. She became interested in the flute in fourth grade, and now she never goes any place without it. Mm-hmm. Sam played football, was a member of the band, and did scouting at Moreland. His Shaker experiences helped him to be more prepared for college, he said, than many of his college friends. He has fond memories of Mr. Dress, his advanced placement history teacher. Where are my children now? Paul is assistant professor of education instruction in teacher preparation program at Northwestern. She's no longer in California, she just transferred this past year. She graduated from Hampshire College, received her master's from Kent State, and taught at Fernway for 2 years. And she later earned her doctorate from MIT. She has a strong belief that all children can learn if they are taught well. Emily is Associate Director of Community Arts Engagement at the University of Chicago. She's a graduate of Yale and has her master's from Northwestern. She's married to a poet, Karish Ari Lansana, and they're both storytellers. They have four boys, and those are the boys that are graduating on Thursday from Jones High School in Chicago. And they will enter the University of Wisconsin-Madison on full tuition tuition scholarships, beginning with the first WAVE freshman summer program that starts this Friday. So they're graduating on Thursday. They have to be in college on Friday. One is going to major in law, and the other in sports journalism. Sam, our friend here, I must tell you a little bit about Sam before I get into other aspects of it. I am a cancer patient, and he was entertaining in China about 4 years ago, several times he had been overseas. This last time, he came just for my surgery, and he said, "Mother, I can't leave you." And so he's been here ever since. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he is still here is really the reason why I'm alive. I tell him that. He doesn't want to hear it, but I think so. He is a musician and a songwriter. And he's a leader of the Sam Hooper group that performs throughout Cleveland. And he has performed, as I said before, internationally. He teaches guitar to students at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in Mentor and at Heights Music Shop in Cleveland Heights. And he also plays with the choir at our church, St. James, on 84th and Cedar. Sam attended Wittenberg College, but he graduated. He was there at Wittenberg, and he said there wasn't enough music there. And so he sent his resume and all the necessary information. My husband was alive then, and when we were supposed to be taking him back to Wittenberg, he had been accepted at the University of Miami in Coral Gables. And neither one, my husband nor myself, had seen it, but that was okay. We saw it later. But a friend of his that graduated from Shaker was there, and he said, "Sam, you need to come to the University of Miami because you love music and you will really enjoy this atmosphere." And he was right. So he graduated with a Bachelor of Music in Music Merchandise, bachelor degree in Music Merchandise from the University of Miami. And he also is an alumnus of the songwriting program at Berklee College in Music at Boston. Since my retirement in elementary education from the Cleveland Public School System in 1990, I have mentored at the Shaker Heights High School. I directed the Ohio Reads program for over 10 years. And I certainly have been happy to support the MAC program at the high school since it began many years ago with Marilyn McGovern. I co-chaired an education committee that Lola Dudley and myself were asked to take on because of the lack of interest of some of the parents. I can't say there was lack of interest. I think they just didn't know the approach. Sometimes parents have children and they want to help them, but they aren't exactly sure how. Not that we were experts, but we had the help of Dr. Pacey's, Dr. Stokes, Marilyn McGovern, Freda Levinson. So many of those people were there for us all the time. And we asked them, other teachers in the Shaker schools, to come to be our speakers and expose our parents to what they needed to know about the schools. And they came, and that was such a joy. In 2005, I did receive the Martin Luther King Award from the city of Shaker Heights, which was really quite a joy to me. I'm especially impressed with the growth of music and foreign languages and travel in the Shaker schools because of our friend over there. He won't admit that, but all the Shaker schools, as you know, all the Shaker third graders are reading at grade level. It is progress when we realize that all children can learn, but some might need more resources. The increase of Shaker graduation rate is among the best in Northeast Ohio, and I'm sure some of you know that. And that Shaker grads are accepted at the top colleges and universities, and they score above average with the SAT and the ACT exams. Thank you, Dr. Hutchins, for allowing me to share in this Equity Task Force group. I'm especially proud and thankful for the work you have done, and I often tell you that when I have an opportunity, and I'm sure you get it from other sources as well. We're glad that you came to Shaker, and we're truly blessed to have you as our superintendent. God bless you. Thank you.